Texte numéro 75. Study warns that 26 million Britons could be obese by 2030. Governments around the world need to make immediate policy changes to reverse a pandemic of obesity that could affect an extra 11 million people in the UK over the next 20 years, public health scientists have warned. The call to act, which includes a prediction that almost half of British men could be clinically obese by 2030, comes in papers published in the Lancet Medical Journal. The journal begins with an editorial arguing that voluntary food industry codes are ineffective and ministers must intervene more directly. Without prevention and control of the risk factors for obesity now, health systems will be overwhelmed to breaking point, it says. Yet governments' reactions so far are wholly inadequate and rely heavily on self-regulation by the food industry and the so-called nudge approach. There was a need for leadership ahead of a UN summit in New York this month on preventing non-communicable diseases such as diabetes and cancer, said one of the authors from the Centre for Obesity Prevention at Melbourne's Deakin University. Governments have abdicated responsibility. Like a frog sitting in a pan of hot water, we haven't realised what's been happening until it's too late. The journal carries four new research papers by academics in the UK, US and Australia on what is termed the global obesity pandemic, charting its causes, implications, likely progression and the ways it could be reversed. One study uses British and American data to track the possible increase in obesity levels if governments continue with current policies. Based on around 20 years of historical data, the study says that by 2030, as many as 48% of British men could be obese, against 26% now. For women, the figure could rise from 26% to 43%. Such a progression is not certain, particularly given more positive data over recent years. But if the trend continues into the next 20 years, the UK could have 26 million obese people, up 11 million on the current figure. The paper comes up with a clear primary culprit, a powerful global food industry producing more processed, affordable and effectively marketed food than ever before. An increased supply of cheap, palatable, energy-dense foods, coupled with better marketing, has led to passive overconsumption. Another study by a professor at Harvard University's School of Public Health concludes that the response by governments has been a failure of will. Ministers knew it made sense to crack down on junk food, but did not have the political appetite to take on such a huge industry. His study lists eight cost-effective policies, topped by a tax on unhealthy food and drink. The rest focus on shielding children from TV advertising and ensuring they exercise more. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, September 2011.